Crunch Time is brought to you by Lay's Potato Chips, the official salty snack of the Philadelphia Eagles. Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time. My special guest is none other than tight end Zach Ertz, who caught his first touchdown pass of the season.
Technically, that was my first touchdown pass, yes.
Was that because the other ones were wiped out?
Yeah, unfortunately, I've had two taken away. It burns a little hole in my heart every time I think about it, but it was good to get the first one underneath my belt.
Zach, you had a very good season to date, and one of the things I loved about reading how you got ready for the 2015 season is that you reached out to some of the greats, and one of them, Tony Gonzalez.
Yeah.
What were some of the words of wisdom that he imparted?
He just really talked about the mental approach to the game. He read a lot of books about people that were very successful in the world, whether it was CEOs or some hedge fund people, and I think that kind of stood out to me because I think he always wanted to be the best, and I think that's something that I learned from him.
All right, I'm going to go back in time with you a little bit here, Zach. Take me back to your childhood. You're the oldest of four kids.
Yep.
All boys?
Yep.
What was it like growing up in the house?
It was a very competitive house. I had three little brothers, which was unbelievable for me to... I was the oldest, and I was able to stay at home, and I was able to go to Stanford and be close to them throughout all my years in college. And being the oldest, I mean, there's a lot of responsibility. I kind of took pride in looking after them, and it was an unbelievable experience for me.
Now, were your parents athletes?
My dad was a fullback at Lehigh, right where the Eagles used to do training camp, and he was a fullback there for 4 years, and I think he loved every minute of it.
How about your other brothers?
Two of them, unfortunately, had too many injuries, so they're done playing sports, but the youngest one's a sophomore in high school right now.
Okay.
He's about 6'8", 6'9". He's a pitcher and a wide receiver in football / tight end. I'm trying to steer him towards the baseball side, but you never know.
Why baseball?
I mean, if you see some of these contracts these guys get, I mean, that one guy, Chris Davis, is about to get $150 million, but I also think being 6'9", it's... I think I'm 6'5", and I think that's tall for a football player, so 6'9", a tight end, and you have all these guys that are going low for your knees, it's going to be tough.
Now, you played basketball in high school. That was your first love?
Yeah, I love basketball. I played it all throughout high school, all throughout my childhood. I really loved it. And then my junior year of high school, Brent Jones kind of reached out to me and said, hey, you could be a really good tight end, and the rest is kind of history.
So how is your brother not a basketball player at 6'8", 6'9"?
He doesn't really love the game.
Okay.
They always have him down low in the post because he is so tall, and I was kind of out on the wing having fun. And when you're a post player, when you're younger, it's kind of hard to get the ball because everyone, all the little guys out there are just out there shooting the ball. So I think he didn't really like basketball like I did, and I think that's why he really loved baseball.
So being the oldest brother, did you have to set the example? Did you have to be the role model for your other brothers?
I tried to. I tried to be the best that I could both on and off the field. Luckily, I was able to go to Stanford, which was an unbelievable academic institution.
Plug.
Yeah, exactly. I love my time there, but I think I did take some responsibility in being that role model for them.
Do your younger brothers get away with things that you never could have dreamed of?
Oh, definitely. I mean, the academic pressure that I had from my parents was unbelievable. I had to get straight A's, and then those guys settle for B's sometimes. So I always give my mom a hard time about it, but at the end of the day, it was the best thing for me.
Are you jealous at all that your girlfriend, Julie Johnson?
Jealous? No, I'm never jealous for her. I couldn't be more happy for everything that she's accomplished in her career. She's an unbelievable person as well, so I think that's what I'm really proud of.
You knew that question was coming, didn't you?
I did not, but that was a good answer.
If there's ever a movie about the U.S. women's team, do you hope that Channing Tatum plays you in it?
It'd be an honor, yes.
Zach Ertz, my special guest on this week's edition of Lay's Kel Cook Presents Crunch Time. I'm Chris McPherson, and thanks for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.